Okay, so we'll start at the bottom of Pekhenimabed by the Mishnah. Yatsa Shema Ba'ir, Mikudeshet, Harizu Mikudeshet. If there's a rumor spreading, or there's the word has spread that she is married in the city, then we assume she is married. Migureshet. If the word is spreading that she is divorced, Harizu Migureshet. Then we assume she is divorced. Ubulabad, Shaloi Hesham Amtala. And as long as there is no excuse or ulterior conclusion that can be drawn because of the other information that's given at the time. So, Ezehi Amtala, the Mishnah wants to know what's an Amtala? Amtalabs, thank you. Girish Ish Ploni et Ishto, person's divorced his wife, Altnan, on a condition. Or Zarak Kidusha Safek Karovla, Safek Karovlo. Gave a Kiddushin, but there was a question about whether it was closer to him or closer to her. Right? And then Zohi Amatla. This is an Amatla. Amatla is a Tliya, it's a excuse or a way out. So here again, there's not a definitive Gerushin because there was a condition left in the Gerushin. So there, even though we can believe the rumor, it doesn't mean we know that she's divorced. And same thing with the Kiddushin. Even though we know that if something transpired, it doesn't mean that there is Kiddushin because there was a Safek left in the Kiddushin. As Rashi points out, it could go either way. And that the Gerushin could also be a Safek Karvlos or Karvlah, and the Kiddushin could also be a case where there's a Tanai in the Kiddushin. But either way, then the rumor is not definitive because there was a leftover, there was a doubt that was a reasonable doubt that was left over within the Kiddushin or the Gerushin. So Mar says, Basrina Ma Gabriel, right? So that when we go ahead and we talk about a Gerushin, and we say that she is she's going to be either considered divorced or she's going to be considered to be married in this case. So for instance, if it's an Ishit Kohen, right, that has a divorce. Now there's a rumor that she's divorced. We're not going to let her get back together, as Rashi says, with her husband. Right? If you have any rumors that surface after, right, after she is already married, then we don't even consider them. We don't think about them. So over here too, how could we even consider any of these issues if she's already married? This is what the Mishnah means. That if her name went out in the city, that she was Mikudeshet, then she is, right, considered to be married. Mikudeshet umgureshet. If her name went out that she had been married and she had been divorced, I resume Mikudeshet, then she is divorced. My time up. Kol b'shovro imo. The rumor and its receipt are together, meaning that it's almost similar to a concept we say, right? Peshahitir, right? The Peshah also who have Peshahitir, right? The one who made it Asur is the one who makes it Mutar, meaning that we're relying on the rumor to say that she's married, so we can rely on the same rumor that she is divorced, right? As opposed to if she is married, and then we have a rumor that surfaces that she's divorced, right? Why should we believe that in the context of her marriage? Because we don't believe rumors when she is married. Right now, Gemara wants to Amar Rava, Yotze lo Hashem Nisanah Be'ir. If her name goes out, she gets a name of ill repute within the city. Ein Choshishin La, we do not consider this and we don't worry about this. My time, Pitzut of Amahut Chazala, that the people saw her acting in an immodest manner, and then they just drew conclusions. Either they drew conclusions, or because of the immodest behavior, they called her a zonah. But not that she was necessarily, we don't know that she was Mizana. They don't know that she was Mizana. They saw her acting in an inappropriate manner. And because of that inappropriate action, they start to say, ah, she was Mizana by ear. They drew conclusions. They expanded the rumor to include things that didn't necessarily, were not necessarily true. It's similar to Machokas Tanoim that we see Akla Vashuk, if she was eating in the Shuk, or Girgira Vashuk, or she was going with an outstretched neck in the Shuk, and that she was walking in a haughty manner in the Shuk, something that was not becoming of a woman. In Ikavashuk, she was nursing the Shuk. Bukula and Rabbi Meir Omer Tzei say that the woman gets divorced in this instance. Rabbi Kiyo Vermeer, Mishuk Isu V'itnu Ba'muzurot Ba'levana. So we've seen this a couple of times, but only once the rumor mill is really working do we believe this. And what does that mean? That means that these women who stitch or weave by the moonlight, their occupation. They sit around together and they talk about the gossip of the town. So if it's already reached the point where it's the gossip of the town, then we say that she has to be tete, otherwise not. Some of the Rabbi Yochanan Meritori, Imkin Lo Nachta Batla, Rama Bino Shoshevet HaKabala, that you're not going to leave any woman over that can stay with their husbands anymore. Right? The Torah Amra, Ki Matzaba Ervat Davar. And the Torah says the only time that you have to divorce a woman is when you find within her an Ervat Davar. Well, Alan, Aaron also says further on, Apishnei Medim, Oko Yisloshadim, Yukum Davar. So again, Davar and Davar. It takes two or three Edim to establish a fact. Malhalan Davar Barur, Afkan Davar Barur. So too, just like over there by Edus, the reason we need full Edus is to establish a fact. We want to know what the facts are, clear facts. So too over here, we're not going to force the woman to divorce unless there are clear facts on the ground. Rumors are not going to make a determination. And as Rashi explains, what does it mean, Lohi Nachta Bat Lavam Avinu? Because everybody has enemies, right? Everybody has friends, but everybody also has enemies. So if somebody really gets upset at another person or wants to undermine, right, to ruin their life, what they have to do is just start a rumor, right, that they did something wrong. And once they start this rumor, if we're going to uphold the rumor, right, then we are going to then cause her to be divorced. And so that's a great ploy or a plot for someone who dislikes another person. They can start a rumor and they will cause them a tremendous amount of pain. So therefore, Benoka Manuri says that you have to have established facts before we force a divorce. We're not going to just let you, the people, start rumors and cause them to be divorced. And that's the machlokas tanoim that we suggest by Rabba. Rabba said before that if we hear a rumor that one is mizane, right, that is not enough. I mean, that we need more established fact. And that is similar to, this is similar to Rabbi Yochanan Menuri's position that we want real facts before we make any determinations. All right. Tan Rabbana, Bi'ula, there's a shame Bi'ula, I mean that she was not, she's presenting herself as a Bi'ula, right, as a virgin, but there's a Bi'ula, there's a rumor going around that she was already Bi'ula, in Hoshishinla, and we do not worry about it. Nisua, right, in Hoshishinla, but the name goes out that we is the Bakr, as in the word also Chalutza. It says that she was a Chalutza, that in Hoshishinla, Nisua, that she was married, you know, already, then we don't, right, in Hoshishinla, we don't worry about it. Arusa, in Hoshishinla, if it's a rumor that she's an Arusa, we don't worry about it. Shalob Kloni, we know that she's married, but we don't know who she's married to. In Hoshishinla, we don't worry about it. Bir Acheret, oh, she's married in another city. In Hoshishinla, we don't worry about it. Mamzeret, her name goes out that she's a Mamzeret. In Hoshishinla, we don't worry about such a rumor. Shivcha, her name goes out that she is a maid servant, she's not a free person. In Hoshishinla. Hikdish Kloni Nechasav, that a person was Makdish to Kodesh, all of his possessions. Or Hikdir Kloni Nechasav, where you free, give away all his possessions. Ain Hoshishin Lahem, we do not worry about all these rumors. In all these instances, right, we don't suggest that any of these issues or any of these rumors detract from this woman's status, because these are not established things, these are not established items. In all these cases, we will see in a second what it takes, what type of rumor it takes, what type of speech, you know, information it takes to make it be establish the veracity of such a statement of Arusa and Nesua. But at this point, all we hear is like, oh, she's married, she was married, nobody has any facts. They're just speaking. As opposed to what the problem with Bi'ula, right, what's the problem with Bi'ula? So Rashi says that a Bi'ula, the problem is that she can't marry a Kohen Gadol. Right? So that the fact she can't marry a Kohen Gadol is what's causing the problem of Bi'ula. And the reason we don't believe it is simply it's what Rava said above, because it was a Pitzutza of Alma, they saw, and then they made up the rest. I mean, that they went ahead and they said, oh, she was acting immodestly, she was acting probably, oh, she's Mizana. And they drew a conclusion that was not necessarily true. On the other hand, Tosa says Bi'ula has to do with the Stam Bi'ula. What? Right, the Tosfos is that with Stam Bi'ula, that a person with this principle in general, that a person is a Bi'ula, that they don't know who they were Nivala. They weren't so particular about who they were involved with. And that would make her into what we call, quote-unquote, Zona. Right, a woman who has, according to the Torah. Zonah is not what we think in the concept of Zonah as a harlot, but rather Zonah in the Torah is anybody who has an inappropriate biyah, and that does not allow them to marry a Kohen anymore. So for instance, if a woman has a relations with a mamzer, she's a Zonah, even though maybe she's not a harlot, because she can no longer marry a Kohen. So the problem with Bula, according to Tosfos, is not, like Rashi says, Bula is a problem with Kohen Gadol, but Bula is a problem that you can now have to get this shame Zonah, because when she's Bula, we don't know who she was Nibal, or she doesn't even know who she was Nibal to, and therefore we assume that she was a knuckle decket, she didn't check who she was sleeping with, and therefore she has a shame Zonah. Now that would be a problem for a Kohen, not just a Kohen Gadol.
And a woman who sleeps with 1,000 high pedigree nobles, will that be considered a Zonah?
Zonah, that doesn't mean she's not a Zonah, but it doesn't mean that she may not be a Zonah for...
She's still married a Kohen Hedjot.
Right, possibly can marry a Kohen Hedjot, but it depends what establishes. Maybe that already establishes the same Zonah, that she sleeps with a lot of people, but I don't think the Torah, that's not the definition that the Gemara gives for Zonah in other places. Alright, so now... Amarullah, Lo Shishamu Kol Havara. So it's not that they heard some rumor floating around. They saw candles lit in the house, which Rashi says suggests like kind of celebration that they used to do for weddings. Right? When we told them to oath, and they had beds that were laid out and said, people are going in and out of the house. So-and-so is getting married. She's getting married today. Somewhere says, maybe something happened. I mean, how do you know that the marriage was consumed, consummated? How do you know that it was, right, it really was carried out? Somewhere says, Ema Ploni to Nitkashayo. No, they heard in the past that said, so-and-so got married today. So that's what it means to establish, when we want to establish a rumor and say that this is a valid establishment, the status of a person, this is what you need. You need, like, overwhelming evidence that such a, that Kedushin actually took place today. Chaintani Levi, maybe also had a price of Loshi Shemu Kolav Arah, not that he heard a rumor, he wrote the quote, candles lit, he told him to oath, beds set, laid out, or made, Hashim Tavot La'or Haner, and women are weaving and stitching to the candlelight, meaning that they are preparing for the Kupav, Smechola, and they're all, everybody's happy for Vomrim, Vomro Tloni Tmitkashet Hayom, I'm Tloni Mitkadesha, Yom Mitkadeshet, so and so is getting married, so and so married today, the Jimalak, the Shazam has the same problem. Well, maybe she doesn't get married. In the past, it turns me that so and so got married today. Again, not that they heard a rumor. There were candles lit, and mitzvot mitzvot, beds that were made, people going in and out of the house. Amru, Daran of Rabbi Yochanan is the same setup as the others, Levi before him and Ula before him, which is that they have to have overwhelming evidence that something happened. Now, his introduction, he said, right, Neroto quotes, mitzvot mitzvot, right, he has all the props that indicate a marriage. Then the others said afterwards that someone says, Ploni Tmitzkadeshet, right, or Nitkachayom, this and the son said she got married today. Right, Rabbi Yochanan didn't have that. But then Rabbi Yochanan says at the end of his statement, right, Amru Davar, right, if they say something, Zeuko. So what is this, Amru Davar? That means that's the same statement that Ul and Levi mentioned, that so-and-so got married today. So he says, if they say, make such a statement, then Zeuko, just like Levi said above, and Ula said above. Now, lo amru davar, right, if they didn't say anything, right, zehu amatla, right? So the amatla, so lo amru, so they didn't say anything, right? So they have, if you don't say anything, right, then there is a establishment that this is the out for this. I mean, like, they see all this celebration going on, but nobody says that someone says is getting married, then you have a kol and an amatla, meaning that you have a something that looks like evidence that you got married, and you have a matla excuse to say maybe it's not, because nobody's saying so-and-so got married. Read it properly inside. So they said, right, Amru davar zeuko, lo amru davar zehu amatla, right? Zehu amatla. They didn't say anything, meaning that there was nothing said ever. So why should there be any amatla? What's the question here? So the Gemara says, now, Kukim de Rav Huna comes to explain, this is on the second half of today's daf, that you can have an excuse until 10 days, right? Well, only if they don't say anything right away is that considered an excuse. But if they said something afterwards that took it away from it, then that doesn't help you. So the only time we say that an amatla is established is if it's established immediately at the time that the evidence is there. If it's not established at the time that the evidence is there, then if you go later on and have an excuse, that doesn't help you. Okay, so Amar Rav, Lo Shishamu Kol Havara, that they heard a rumor, they Shamru Ploni Mehekan Shama, Miplomi. It has to be that, not that you just hear a rumor floating around town, but a person says, I heard from this person, right? Uploni Miploni, and he heard from this person. Both Kimokan and Shemigin Tabar, Barur, and they go and check until they get back to the source. You have to know the chain of the rumor and to get back to the source of the rumor. Where it says, Tavara Baruri, if you get back to the source, then we know we have a name. We have someone who knows exactly what happens. What do you need a rumor anymore for? We're talking about real ages here. You get back to the source, but the source is left town. There is a clear established line of how the rumor came here or how the information came here, but the last two people who actually started it or had the information or have skipped town or out of town, and therefore we can't verify the rumor, so therefore it's not Idus Ma'aliyosi, but that's considered a real cult. It's not like a rumor, just information that's floating around, but it is something that came directly from people and then eventually will be verifiable. Okay, so Amalei Abayda Rav Yosef, Mivaklinim Kala Olo Mivaklinim. So this is a question we dealt with earlier on, that do we suppress rumors or do we not suppress rumors? So Amalei Mida'aba Rav Pista, Achi Mishma'u Mipiak Shevim, Shmamina Mivaklinim Kala. So here, until we hear from Shevim, Rav Pista's position is that until we hear or establish a fact from someone who is kasher, then we don't believe it. Meaning that we have a higher standard, right, of rumors. We don't want just any rumors coming and upending or causing problems for people. There has to be rumors that are coming, mipiak shirim, meaning that are coming from people who are known to be, right, upstanding citizens, people who normally don't traffic in rumors. People have, you know, when they speak about information, it's usually true. So that's when we say it's true. So now we say, if we have such a high standard, so from there we can establish what? That if there is a rumor that's going around that isn't established, that we would suppress it. Because we have a high bar that we set for what's considered to be a cult, and if it's below that bar, we're going to say suppress such a rumor. So I'm okay. Another rabbi would say the opposite. The rabbi of Sheshes, I feel me pinashim habikol, that even if it comes from sule edut, even if it comes from women, that it's considered a cult, it's considered a rumor. Shmamin alu lo mevaklin em kala. On the other hand, it sounds like we don't suppress women, that we don't have the standard by which a rumor, a cult can be established is much lower. The bar is so low, and that sounds like what? That even if there are rumors, we're not going to suppress such rumors because we don't set a high bar for what's considered a cult out there. So Amalei, at Ruvata Ninu, it's a machlokus of cities, right, that has to do with where your city is. So many of the different cities, Besura, Nevatai Kala, in Sura they used to suppress these rumors, Menarda, Lo Nevatai Kala, in Arda, which was the city of Shmuel, we saw this earlier, right, on Pei Aleph, that there they did not suppress rumors. Right, so now, Rashi over in Pei Aleph said, why don't we suppress rumors over there? Because the Dayanim don't want to get involved in this type of bantering about rumors because they don't want to be seen as supporting people that are quote-unquote Obrei Avera. And here they go out to suppress rumors and they're really helping out people who now have questionable reputations. And when they go out and help people with questionable reputations, number one is it looks like they're supporting people who might be of questionable repute. And number two is that if they found out later that stuff was true, it kind of undermines Beis Din's power because right, they wouldn't suppress the rumor, and the rumor was really true. Over here, Rashi says, by Mevaklin and Kala, Rashi says, Shemanu kol yotzim mipi nashim etinokol. We hear it coming out, the women and the children are speaking better. V'shaklin ul betulei kala. Olo v'shaklin ul. Hova amru ploni shema biploni. Because they have a shoshal, they have a chain of who's speaking about it. V'lit nehod l'shvainu, but we have nobody who can ask in the end. Inami, another possibility is Chazru Otan Ploni Ploni Medina Seyam. Those people came back from overseas. Ramu Lo Yitzbrahim Alam. They say it never happened. Right? So, what is Rashi gives two interpretations of what it means here to suppress the rumor. The first interpretation is, right, but that's that there are we have a chain of people who we can ask, but the last people who actually started the chain are not available to us. So that case to be suppressed the rumor or not, because it's coming from women and children. It's not coming from Shavrim and people necessarily who are of you know, reputable people who always establish this. So maybe we are suppressed such a cult. So on the other hand, Rashi gives a second interpretation. Tosus rejects that first interpretation. He accepts the second interpretation of Rashi is that the people who are supposedly the starters of the rumor come back and they say, we never heard of such a thing, we never said such a thing. So in that case, to be suppressed the rumor, because they came back and said, lo yudvarim me'olam, no such thing happened. Then we go out and suppress the rumors. Again, different than what Rashi said on Pe'alim, that we don't suppress the rumor because we don't want to get the Dayanim involved in such petty stuff. Here Rashi says the issue is that the source of the rumor is back and says, there is no such thing. I never said such a thing. So now we're ready to suppress the rumor or not. So woman went out that there was a rumor or word going out that she was Nitzkadesh. The Barbe Rav, so one of the Talmidic Chachamim to one of the Bnei Yeshiva. Ache Rav Chama, the Hua. So Rav Chama, who was part of the Rosh Yeshiva, came to her father. Tell me what happens here, because why is this rumor spreading around? Amai Avsnai Kodesh. Right? Adat Avod Azel Lebe Chosai. She was Mitkudash with a Tznai, on the condition that he won't go to this place called Beit Hozai also. And then he went out. Amalei came into being the Havi Kolo Lo Havi Amatlo. The problem here is what? The time that the rumor spread, the excuse was not available. I mean, the out for the rumor was not there. You don't have the ability now to establish, right, the out for this rumor. Because what we said before was that they must be simultaneous. And the only time that an out or an excuse works when you have a rumor is only if the Amatlo is simultaneous with the Kol. But if they are at different times, I mean, the Kol's already spread, and all of a sudden someone comes up with the excuse later, we say they're trying to get out of it, that's not really a upending of the rumor or the call that's gone out already. And that's what Rav Chama said over here. I mean, the Nabokallah called it, God show another Atsiba the Tukla. Person, woman, or calling out that she was married with a, two interpretations here. He's a Kalima Le Shechlaim, which is a bowl full of cress. Rashi says that they are dates, unripened dates that are put in baskets made out of palm, and then made out of like gulag leaves. And then that Ma'ina the Beis Shefi on the spring of Beis Shefi. Shachar Yidi Ba'av the Kamid the Ba'ik. He hiked up the mine. In this instance, do we suppress such a rumor, or is this a good rumor? Even according to the Mandar, who generally says we don't suppress rumors, Bahamah Bedlin and Kala. Over here, we do suppress the rumor. Why? Because the people will say not that the Rabbanim say they're suppressing rumors, rather they'll say that the Rabbanim looked into the issue, and whatever he gave her wasn't worth enough. It wasn't worth the Shavu Pruta. That's why she's not married over here. I mean, the people have a reason to believe that there was no Kedushin over here. It's not that they say, well, the rumor is Kedushin. Beit says no Kedushin. Right? But no, over here they're going to say that Beit looked into the matter, and even though there was a rumor of Kedushin, but there was a failure in that Kedushin, which is that it wasn't worth the Shavu Pruta. It wasn't worth the Pruta, and therefore the Kedushin doesn't take hold. Right, meaning
if the room wasn't true, she's not married. If it is true, she wasn't married.
Right, for people, what they're thinking, right? That's not necessarily the fact, but that's what people might think, and therefore we can suppress the rumor. And that's not necessarily a fact on the ground, but there is, right, you can suppress the rumor because people have a reason, way to be told that there was something wrong in the Kedushin itself. Alright, so that's, once they have some reason to believe that there's something wrong with Kedushin, not that there is Kedushin, and now they'll come and say no Kedushin, it was rather that the time of Kedushin there was a failure. Alright, not that that's a fact, not that this is factual, but rather that when they suppress the rumor, people can be told that the suppression on the fact that there was a failure in the Kedushin.
It has affected when the mind can be called, as it's not, it may or may not have been complete.
Right. It'd be as effective. We're going to see cases like that in a second. I did not fuck a lot of quality, Kacho. Again. A woman has a call that went out that she was married. The Chavi Bnei Flanyo. So one of this family. So one of the children of this family. So even according to one who says, generally don't suppress rumors, over here we do suppress the rumor. Meima Amre will say, I know the Rabbanim the Rabbanim looked into it, and they end up marrying one of the children that was a minor. And therefore it's not a established Kiddushin. Right? So This is a person, a rumor went out that she was married to a katan who looks, who's of age, and that he looked like he was older than he was. There was such a case, that he hasn't reached the determination or the peleg or the age of Reuven. How do you return in someone who is of age? Chikrei lev. Right? That's established by how they conduct themselves, their emotional intelligence, their ability to discern. I mean, just because someone's physical appearance is of a gadol doesn't mean that necessarily they are a gadol. I mean, a gadol is established by their ability to discern, their ability to have emotional intelligence, to have a general maturity, right? And therefore, people aren't going to establish somebody being a gadol by their physical appearance, but rather by their knowledge or their understanding of how they conduct themselves. So again, in this instance, you have an amatlo with it already. Because even though this person looks like a gadol, and the rumor is that she's married to him, the people will say, maybe he's not a gadol because, they don't know. If they talk to him, they'll realize that he is a katan. And therefore, again, so in all these instances, we say there's an amatlo here. There's some sort of way out of the kiddushin to undermine the rumor, undermine the call. Not that the call is a full call, and basically comes and finds out other information, and now they're trying to suppress the call, but rather that when they suppress the call, people will not assume that there was Kedushin, and the Rabbanim say no Kedushin. Rather, they will assume there was a problem in the core Kedushin, and there was never Kedushin at all. So the way they'll come in, when they suppress the rumor, it'll be like, Rabbanim found something wrong with the Kedushin, and therefore we're not going to, and there's obvious reasons to believe that they will find something wrong. Maybe that person married her with some low quality, like took a plastic ring and gave it to her. I mean, that's like top place. Or they, over here, that he was a katan. There was a whole group of children, and a bunch of them were above age, some of them below age. There's really reason to believe that she didn't marry or even she married them, it wasn't a good marriage. And over here too, just because he has an appearance of a gadol, once they interact with him, they realize that he's a katan, and they'll say, okay, no problem over here. So Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Amat L'Shamru, Afilu Mikad V'Asar Yamin. So this is what we saw before. Rabba Bar Huna says that the matlo, the out for the kol, can even appear 10 days later. At the place of the amatla, that's when we worry about the amatla. Which if Rashi, if you look at Rashi, Mamakom Mamatla, Hushin Namatla, says Afilo ain't a matla, I love Makom. Even though there's not a real excuse here, but there's a reason to create an excuse, right? We'll create the amatla for him. And that we don't, even if they don't come with us with that excuse, we'll create the amatla from him. So Eitzvei Rav Papa the Rav Zvid. So Rav Papa said to Rav Zvid, Uvad, Shalom Tehei, Sham Amatla. Right? Our Mishnah says, as long as there is no amatla. Wait a minute. If our Mishnah says as long as there's no amatla, it sounds like they have to have the excuse that's there right away. They have to establish the excuse. Not that we establish the excuse for them. So he says, I'm not even mukum amatla kamar. That's what it means. When it means that when there's an excuse, it means we found an excuse for them. Not that he created the excuse or the person who the rumor is about created the excuse. I'm sorry? Right. Very good, right. They look for a petach. Right, exactly. That's the same thing, right? Exactly. Petach nidarim. Somewhere of Ghana, the Rapapa, Ba'atlo Tisbro, right? And Rapapa says, Rabbi, you don't hold of this that we go and look for them? Ma'atanan, we have a mission. I need to catch them. Rafa Kakaba, Bala Mutarit Lakzor. A person who gets married, a woman who got married, had Kiddushin, and then all of a sudden her husband shows up. And her husband was gone on a trip. And she's, they think that the husband passed away. They get word that the husband passed away. She goes in and she meets Kaddish. She has Kiddushin with another individual. And then all of a sudden the husband shows up. So then she's Mutarek to return to her original husband. Lamishum Dermin and Altsnai Kaddish. Though, isn't it because we will say for her on her behalf, or people will say that she accepted Kiddushin on Tanai that her husband wasn't alive or there was some condition left in. So I say, Shani Hosam, Da'ati Baal, become Arer. No, here it's clear that there's something wrong because the husband shows up and is standing in front of us. So if the husband's standing in front of us, right, we're going to say, right, obviously there was a Tanai in the Kiddushin and that she didn't, she left that open, and when the husband showed up, the Kiddushin fell apart. That's what people are going to think. Right, so the Gemara says, Yohafi, Nisei Nami. So that's the case. Why did you only say this is true by Kiddushin? What about when she gets fully married? Not that she had Kiddushin, but she was Nisei. If she was Nisei, we know what the Mishnah says. What does the Mishnah say in Yevamot? Right? Nisei says, it takes a mizu, you have to divorce both parties. Right? That she has all these things, all these bad things happen to her. So Mar says, Nisei ta'avada isura. By Nisei, where she engaged in isur, because now she had relations with this second husband, she was an ish in a sense. Then, Kansua Rabbonon, the Rabbonon imposed a knas on her. In Kasha, the law of the Yisua, there she didn't do anything wrong, because again, the Kedushin failed, and she didn't have the Kansua Rabbonon, the Rabbonon Menatz Mechanizer. So, Ein Okanami, truthfully, if it was just up to the fact that the Baal shows up, we could have said there was a T'nai or something involved, although the problem is now that she went past the point of Kedushin. When I was just talking about a transactional relationship, we're talking about the suing, which is full marriage. In that case, people are not going to necessarily assume that there was a T'nai, number one. Number two is she did something that was wrong, so in that instance, we're not going to let it go by. Amar Rabashi, lo kala d'loy tchazek v'beidina lav kalahu. Any rumor or call that was not established, I mean, that wasn't verified by a beis din, is not considered a call. That doesn't have veracity to it. Amar Rabashi, lo kala d'bata nisun lo kashin le, this is something we've seen from Rashi a number of times, that any call that comes about after the marriage, right, we don't pay heed to. And that's like, for instance, right, the woman's married, all of a sudden they come out and say she was a divorcee. She's married to a Cohen, they say she's a divorcee after the marriage. He says, no, we don't pay heed to that. That, if it was a rumor, it should have been there before she got married. The fact that only now surfaces after she's married, we're not going to pay heed to that. But we can apply from Ravashi's statement that after Erusin, we would be Choshish for it. Say they had Kiddushin, a Kohen was Mitzkadesh to an Isha, that was a, then all of a sudden a rumor comes out that she was divorcee, then we're going to say the Kohen must divorce her because they didn't have Nisuin yet. Even after Erusin, once she reaches the point of Erusin, we do not consider her pay heed to it anymore. Again, the Allah goes like that, or is established, that we do not worry about such rumors even after Erusin. So once you reach the point of Kiddushin Erusin, then all rumors that come up afterwards are considered invalid. Now, obviously, unless they can be proven with Eidus and so on, but we don't listen to a kol anymore because we say that that should have surfaced before. We're not going to go away to undermine a marriage. So there's an interesting Tosus. Top Tosus says, Umayseh Ba'alich Nei Rabbeinu Tam. There was a case that came to Rabbeinu Tam. Be'isha Achat, She'atza Le'akol Achar Nesiuah. That there was a rumor circulating that after she got married, she needed to catch up with her, that she had been married to someone else. That she already accepted Kiddushin from another person, and now she went and got married. The guy who the rumor was about, that she had married previously, was there at her marriage. I mean, he was there at the wedding, at the chuppah. So, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, she'ena tzricha get min arishon. She doesn't have a get from the first guy. Umater the sheni, and she can stay with the second guy. Why? Chodet the kala batar nisuin lechashina. Number one, it's our Gemara, Rabashi, right? That a call after Nisuan we do not pay heed to. But he says even more so, the Kibbutz is Gashu Lezeh, Bifanov, right? Sharia, Chazok, Eini Shami, Izapanev, Bifanov, Ukutarev Amnuna Kaimo. And we see that in a second, that a woman would not be brazen in front of her husband to say, I never got married to you. That we don't say, a woman standing in front of her husband would never say, I never married you. So here, the person she supposedly is married to is standing there, and now she's getting married to an alternative partner. She's basically standing in front of him, I'm not married to you. And there's no way that, you know, she would say that in front of this guy she was married to, I'm not married, and go do it. I would even say the guy standing there, and it was not an arer at the wedding. He stands there, and he lets the whole wedding go through, and he says, listen, this woman's already married to me. But also, that's a fact that you're establishing that it wasn't an arer then, that obviously she wasn't married to him at that point. All right, now, continuing the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba. Shofalei mi Bei Rav Shmuel. The same Bei Rav, the Yeshiva of Rav, to Shmuel, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu. Rabbi Shmuel, teach us. Yatzala kol mirishon ubak acher v'kitcha. So there was already a call that went out that she had married Reuven. Right? Then Shimon comes along as Mekatra Kedushay Torah and has established his full Kedushin with her. Mahu, what's the status over here? So you have a rumor that she was married to Reuven, and then Kedushin with Shimon, real Kedushin with Shimon after the rumor has already come out. Shalafuhu, Tetzei, she's got to separate from the second guy, Vemidu Devar al Borio, and check into the matter, Mahu Deyuni, and let me know what happened. So my, what does that mean? What does it mean that, check into the matter, right? If you say what, that we find out that the first Kedushin really were not Kedushin, so Mar says, we're going to go ahead and suppress the rumor of the call here, and the city of Shmuel, right, and we know Shmuel does not suppress rumors, even though Beirav was from the other city, they were sending over to Shmuel, and they're asking what the city was. Mar says here, Shmuel would not pass it against himself. It's his own position, and his position is that you don't suppress rumors. So why should it matter that we find out the information that, right, up, that upends the call? No, the other way around. If we find out that the first condition were a good condition, she will not need a get from the second guy. Why? Because if the first condition are a good condition, the second condition are irrelevant. So the plea of the Rabbuna, and this argues on the position of Rabbuna, this is an amazing halakh of Rabbuna, ishet ish. Woman who's married, she pushed the yodah, the kibla kedushin out there. She went ahead and accepted kesef kedushin, or accepted kedushin from another individual. Mikudeshet. She is considered married to the second, Midrav Hamnuna. Because of Rav Hamnuna, Shamra Rav Hamnuna, Isha Shamra, the Bala Girish Tani, Nehemenet. Woman who says in front of her husband that I am divorced, she's believed. Chazak Eini Shami Iza Panepif Nebala. There is a chazak that a woman would not be so brazen in front of her husband to say, I'm not married to you. So now, what, that's the case here. What happens? She accepts Kiddushin while she's still married to this guy. In front of this other husband, she's accepting Kiddushin. There is no greater Me'iza Panepif to be brazen in place like that. So that's the case. Right, he needs, according to Rav Nuna, you need a get from the second one. So based on that, Rav Nuna says, well, an Ishadish, a married woman who takes Kiddushin, we're going to worry about this Rav Nuna, and say she needs a get from the second one. The Edoch, so what's the other meaning? Shmuel, what is he going to say about this? Why does he say over here, why does he say you don't need a get from the second one? Keep my Rav Nuna b'fanav. That's only if she accepts Kiddushin in front of him, in front of his face. Shalom b'fanav me'iza me'iza. When it's not in front of him, she'll accept Kiddushin anywhere, because she doesn't care. She doesn't, her husband's not going to know. It's not looking on when she does this. Kind of like underhanded. It's sneaky. She'll do that. So therefore, she won't need Kiddushin. So when do we say, Rav Nuna says, that a woman accepts Kiddushin, meaning, for instance, if she was married to Reuben, and then she accepts Kiddushin from Shimon, and in front of Reuben. In that case, we'll say it's a valid Kiddushin, because the fact that Reuben's standing there, and she's accepting Kiddushin from Shimon, shows that she's already divorced from Reuben, and she has nothing to do with Reuben. So then we'll say, but if she's out, you know, Reuben's married to Reuben in another city, she accepts Kiddushin from Shimon, that won't establish any fact. If you find out that she's really married to Reuben, the second Kiddushin are meaningless, according to Shmuel, and therefore she won't need a divorce or get from the second one in this case. Okay, now, Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna says, Garesh Rishon, but no Sesheni. And this, if they do not establish that she was married to the first guy. So now we have a rumor she's married to Reuven, and a real condition to Shimon. What do we do with her? I mean, we can't establish whether she was ever married to Reuven or not. So now, Amar Rav Huna, Garesh Rishon, she divorces Reuven, but no Sesheni, and marries Shimon. Shimon she has a real condition with, and she just gets a gift from Reuven in order to get rid of that rumor. But she may not marry or get a divorce from Shimon and marry Reuven. My time, well, why not? After the mayor, Maxir Grushato Min Erusin. He was being Maxir Grushato. What's the problem? What was it? She was originally married to Reuven, and she got divorced. Then she married Shimon. Right? Now you're getting a get from Shimon, and she's going back to Reuven. That's what people are going to think. They're not going to think, she got a divorce from Shimon, and she was never really married to Reuven, or she never got divorced from Reuven. She was either married to Reuven, or now she can marry, go back to Reuven because she got divorced. People aren't going to think that. They're going to think she was married to Reuven, got divorced, married Shimon, and then going back to Reuven over here. So we don't want that. Rav Shinnan of Reid Rav Yidi Amar, Af Megarei Sheni Minos Rishon. He says, no, she can even divorce the second one and go back to the first one. Mimer, Amre, people are going to say, Aini Rabbani B'Kedushay, B'Kedushay Do'otavu. They're going to say, they looked into the Kedushin, right? And when they looked into the Kedushin, they saw, right, that the second Kedushin were not valid Kedushin. When they saw it wasn't valid Kedushin, right, then they're not going to worry about it. So people are not going to know that necessarily that she got divorced. Right? They're just going to know that she's not with the second guy anymore. So once they know that she's not with the second guy, they're just going to assume all the Kedushin with the second guy were not valid Kedushin, and now she's going, you know, she's going to number one. So going back to her husband, she never really got divorced from him, there was a problem with the second Kedushin, and everything is fine. So there's two rumors spreading. It's a rumor that she was married to Reuven, and a rumor that she's married to Shimon. What do we do with her? Again, over here, she can divorce the groomer who established with the first person and marry the second one. Again, why? Papa's like a huna above, which is what? So that don't divorce the second one, because then we'll think she's makhzir bushato, that she's really married to the first guy, divorced him, married the second guy, now she's going back to the first guy. So we won't allow you to do that. Meymar amar muter l'shneihem. Meymar says now she can go to, she can marry either one of them over here. Since they're both groomers, right, there's no real established condition over here, as long as she divorces one and goes to the other, people are not going to question over here. And he says even Rav Huna will agree in this case. Even Rav Huna, who only says you have to divorce the first one and marry the second one, in this case he will also agree that you can marry them because, right, there is, we're only talking about rumors over here. And therefore, the law is that she's mutarit to marry either one of them, she can choose whichever one she wants, and divorce the other one. There's a case here in Tosus, again, really an interesting case. It says, Pap Tosus and Sadi, there's a case that came before Rabbeinu Tam. She yatsa al get echad kol pasul. Had a get that had a rumor circulating that it was an invalid get. And not new get shneini mipnei alaz. Then he gave, the husband gave a second get in order to what? To suppress the rumor. So here she is, she's married. Right? When she's married, right now she had gotten a get before, and there's a question being raised about the qualification, the quality of such a get. Even though the get's fine, but there's a rumor that the get wasn't a good get. So Rabbeinu Tam, in order to suppress that rumor, said, get a second get from the husband. And they do that. And normally when you get a get, you have to wait 3 months before you can marry again. So Rabbeinu Tam didn't make her, after she got the second get, which people think is the real get, they didn't make her wait 3 months to go back to her husband. Right? Came in, Sherish and Ayah Kosher. Because the first get was a Kosher get. But get Cheney, Elipnei Kosher Shah Galaz. The only reason they had a second get is because of the worry about this rumor. They may be Ayamikan, and his proof was from our case over here. Why is Armenian Hakam Mutarat to Shneihem? Over here, she's a Mutarat to marry either man. Why? Because Abakov the dummy, the Makhzir Bushato, when they received, even though it looks like the previous cases where she's Makhzir Bushato, came and came Kanela Kol Ba'ama Boyach Miru. And there is only a Kol, right? We don't worry about these types of. When it's all about rumors, then we just take care of the rumor, we suppress the rumor, and then she can marry whoever we want. We don't start worrying about other things like Makhzir Bushato and all these other things. Unless there's a Kol established, right, Kiddushin, where we know something's for certain, then we start worrying about these other things that people might start thinking. But if it's all rumors, we just act to suppress the rumor, and then that's enough. So that's the way Rabbeinu Tam learned in this case. But Omer Reed, Dei Maya, the Reed says that's not a proof. The Shani Hacha, Tavi Kol Mizeh Umizeh, because the Kol, the rumor was applied to both parties. Both Reuben and Shimon, in our case, were married to her only through a rumor. That's not similar to a case of Maxi Bishato, where we're certain she was married at one point, or we're certain that she got divorced in the second case. But when we're talking about just simply one rumor, then we do it. Maybe we should be machmir and worry about it. So the Reed says, our case is unusual because it's all rumors, it's two rumors, and doesn't look anything like the chashash of Machzir Bushato. Person's returning as divorcee, because she was never really established to be married to either party, or is finally getting a get to suppress the rumor. So it's not good at all. But in our case of here, we have, she's getting a second get, it looks like she's getting divorced now. She's getting divorced. Maybe she should have to separate for 3 months and act like this is a real divorce, like a new divorce over here. All right, we'll stop over here.